Our first guest this morning is Jennifer Howard, the interim executive director of the Alzheimer's Association, the Michigan Great Lakes chapter. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
I will add that Jennifer is a little under the weather, but we appreciate her coming into the studio this morning. Jennifer, what is the Alzheimer's Association?
The Alzheimer's Association is a nonprofit organization that is there to help people with dementia and their families.
Does the organization have its own offices, its own facility?
It does. We do have a national organization, which is headquartered in Chicago, Illinois, but every state has their own chapters. And in Michigan, there are two chapters. Ours is Michigan Great Lakes chapter. We're headquartered in Chelsea, Michigan.
The Michigan Great Lakes chapter, what geographic area does your group cover?
We cover 23 counties of Michigan, including Washtenaw County, your listening area. We also have offices in Lansing, Muskegon, and Kalamazoo.
What's the purpose, the overall mission of the Alzheimer's Association?
Well, our mission is two parts, Alan. We are very dedicated to research and finding a cure for the disease. So we're really a two-part organization. Our vision is a world without Alzheimer's. And so we put a lot of money and a lot of time and effort into trying to find a cure for the disease. We would love nothing more than to put ourselves out of work, go off and find other adventures. But the other part is to find programs and services on a local level in all areas of the United States for people with dementia who are suffering from Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias and their families. So we're really here to provide support and services for them.
That's an awesome mission. In a world without Alzheimer's, I think we can all buy into that. What services do you find most helpful?
I think that the people who reach out to us find our phone services and our education services and the support groups that we have out in our communities the most helpful. I think that's a time when they really feel like they connect to other people and feel less isolated in what they're dealing with.
Now, your specific role as the interim executive director, what do you focus on?
My role is to make sure that our organization is running very efficiently, that we are reaching all of our counties and all of our communities, and that everyone within those counties have access to our services. My job is also to build relationships within the community with other senior service organizations, which is great to have Cindy here, another contact and another person to meet and to work with senior helpers. But really, to build those kind of relationships, it really strengthens us all to partner where we can and to bring services out to the communities that we serve.
And Jennifer, how did you come to the Alzheimer's Association? How long have you been part of that group?
It started out about 11 years ago when I was a social work student at the University of Michigan. I did my first internship at this chapter. Since then, I've worked in just about every role, shape, and form. I have worked as a volunteer on their speakers bureau, going out to different counties and giving talks and doing education programs. I worked as the education coordinator and a contract speaker for them. So I've been in a number of different roles before I came to this
role. So you know it well, then. When you're talking with other people, you can really tell them about exactly what is all encompassed.
Absolutely. And I'm fortunate enough to have met hundreds and hundreds of caregivers who have shared their stories with me. And I've honestly learned more about this disease and more about caregiving from the people that I've met, doing care consultations and just family meetings and doing these education programs and listening to their stories. It's really the best education I've ever had.
Our guest is Jennifer Howard with the Alzheimer's Association, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Jennifer, who calls the Alzheimer's Association? How do people find you?
There's a number of different ways that people find us. A lot of people are referred to us from other organizations, or they might Google Alzheimer's disease and go to our website at alz.org, and maybe they link to our chapter that way. But the people that call us really are everyone. We get calls from other professionals who work with seniors just looking for more information and more education about Alzheimer's disease and dementia. We do a lot of training for professionals. A lot of these education programs that we have, we take out to senior centers and we take to assisted living facilities, and we do lots of training in that way. The majority of the calls that we get are from caregivers who are just seeking advice and counsel and information about what they're dealing with in their own lives.
So really just to help them on a very personal, specific to their situation level.
Absolutely. Some of the questions are very general. Some are very specific. Maybe they're looking for a physician referral. Maybe they just suspect that somebody that they love is having problems with their memory and they need to know where to go. And so oftentimes we get those first initial phone calls. We try to point them in the right direction.
Jennifer, clearly fundraising is a key objective in your organization. What sort of events do you sponsor or host?
Fundraising is very important to us. It's how we provide these services, these key services to the community. There are a number of different ways that we do that. Probably one of our most attended fundraisers are our memory walks. And there are memory walks held all around the country in every chapter. They all happen sometime in the fall. And we do have an Ann Arbor memory walk that happens October 10th of this year. We also have a golf outing, both in the Ann Arbor area and the Lansing area. And we have our golf outing coming up on July 12th. We are hosting a special event coming up just this week, as a matter of fact, on March 19th, called Summer Somewhere Play Ball. It's a wonderful event that we're putting on that will bring in money for these programs.
So can you tell us a bit more? That's soon, March 19th.
Yes, it is very soon. It is quite a fun event. In the middle of sort of the gray and dreary winter time, we get everybody together that we can, and we head out to Washtenaw Community College to the Morris Lawrence Building. And they've got a beautiful atrium area there that we turn basically into the summertime. So our theme this year is play ball, and the theme is everything around baseball. So it's going to be a very light atmosphere, very casual. We're going to start the evening out singing the national anthem. We're going to announce that it's time to play ball. And at that time, people can walk around. They can get food, beverages. They can bid on silent auction items. We've got a wonderful band called the Lazy River Band that will be playing all night. We're going to have dancing and time to just meet friends and network. Just recently, we were able to confirm that Paws, the Tigers mascot, will be joining us.
Paws, that's
Paws.
Awesome.
Paws, yeah, absolutely. I know my own children are just so excited. They think that Paws is the best Tiger player out of all of them, next to Brandon Inge, of course. But,
of course, next to Brandon.
Next to Brandon Inge, which is their favorite Tiger player. But, yeah, we're a big fan of Paws, so we're excited to have Paws there.
And what about the cost for the event?
The cost is $35 per person, and that gets you into the event. It's also all of your food, all of your beverage for the evening, entertainment, music, lots of fun, and the opportunity to bid on some really great auction items.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Jennifer Howard, the Interim Executive Director of the Alzheimer's Association, the Michigan Great Lakes Chapter. Now, we're talking about raising funds to help fight this horrible disease, and oftentimes the public wants to know, where does the money go? How is it used?
The money is used in a couple of different ways. We definitely funnel some of this money towards research because, again, our vision is a world without Alzheimer's. So we fund research projects that probably otherwise wouldn't get funded. A lot of our funding that we've used for research has led to more development on different types of medications to treat the disease. But we are very hopeful about the kind of research that's going on, so we want to encourage those kind of research projects. The rest of the money is used right here in our community for programs and services. We offer a 24-hour-a-day hotline that people can call and get information on anything related to Alzheimer's disease or caregiving issues. We also offer care consultations and education programs out in the community. So our mission is really to get all of that information out to the people that need it most. And those dollars are funding those types of services right here in our own backyard.
So a lot of it is going to use right here in Southeast Michigan.
Yes, definitely right here in Southeast Michigan. A lot of it right here in Washtenaw County.
Does the general public understand Alzheimer's disease?
I think that the general public understands Alzheimer's disease better than they used to. I think that a lot of the misconceptions that people have had over the years are dissipating, and I think that that's really a credit to spreading the word about Alzheimer's disease and getting more education out there. I'm very hopeful. I find that people generally that are coming to us for help are able to reach knowledge in different ways that they weren't able to before. You know, with internet and accessibility to information, a lot of people can get that just preliminary information, and then we're definitely able to step in and fill in the gaps.
Well, what should someone do if they think a loved one or they themselves may have Alzheimer's?
If it's something that someone is concerned about, they need to reach out for help. There are a lot of changes that happen to our brains as we age, and so there are definitely a lot of just age-related changes that happen with memory. Our brains are slowing down in different ways, just like the rest of our body slows down. But there are changes that happen that are not part of normal aging. And so I would say that if you are concerned about yourself or a loved one, it's the time to reach out for a physician, to your family physician, or to a geriatric physician for help and ask those questions.
Jennifer, what plans does the Alzheimer's Association have for the future? How is the organization evolving?
I think that overall, the organization as a whole, with our national organization, has really been moving in the direction of advocacy and research and definitely trying to get those services out and education out. So just this March, I know that the national organization has started a complete media blitz, trying to get more information out and just bring more awareness about the disease so we can try to talk to our legislatures about putting more money into funding research projects. And so it's very likely that your listeners will find us on Good Morning America, NBC News, a number of other places, all over the radio, newspaper, print ads, and that type of thing. We also, right here in Michigan on May 12th, we have what we call Legislative Day. We're rallying a lot of our volunteers who are interested in advocacy to the Capitol. And we will be going to Lansing, and we will be having some information and a ceremony right on in the front steps of the Capitol, where we will be meeting with our state representatives and just telling them about what we're doing as far as Alzheimer's disease and why they need to really keep their eyes open and why they need to be concerned about why this disease and the research behind this disease and eliminating it is so important. The prevalence of Alzheimer's disease, people really don't realize just how prevalent it is. Currently, there are 5.3 million people in the United States with the disease. We have over 180,000 just here in Michigan. The prevalence increases as people age. We just had the 2010 facts and figures come out, and the current research shows that every 70 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. 1 in 8 people over the age of 65 have Alzheimer's disease, and for people who live 85 or older, it's just under half.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. It's about 47% of the people.
Well, and as people are living longer, too, you're definitely going to see that it's more prevalent.
It's a huge concern as our population ages.
Okay, Jennifer, I know you're in the know. Are we ever going to beat this disease?
We are. I have complete faith and confidence that we are. And let me tell you why. I have been to a lot of research events. I've talked to a lot of the top researchers in the field and listened to them speak. I have confidence that if we don't find a cure, we'll find some way to prevent the disease. So eventually we can stamp it out. I know that we're really focusing on catching people in the very early stages of the disease and trying to do what we can for them. But I do have confidence that we will stamp this disease out and that we won't have these conversations in 15, 20 years.
Jennifer, how can listeners contact the Alzheimer's Association or get in touch with you?
You can always call our 1-800 number, which is 1-800-272-3900. You will very likely speak to somebody right in our national offices. You can also call us directly at the Chelsea office at 734-475-7043, and that's where I work. So if you want to talk to me, you can just ask for me. And then you can go to our website, which is www.alz.org. And if you want to see our local events and education programs, then go to alz.org/MGLC for Michigan Great Lakes Chapter.
Well, Jennifer, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
I know you're feeling a little under the weather, and we especially appreciate that. You've been
so
a real
trooper.
Sorry
about the voice.
No, you're awesome. It's been really good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.